This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, CYL, Respondent versus ZL, Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. 1CYL, Num, ED112481, Respondent. Appeal for OM, the Circuit Court of Monroe County versus. Cause number 24MNCV03, ZL. Honorable Thomas Reddington, Appellant. Filed April 22, 2025, before Thomas C. Clark II, PJ, Michael E. Gardner, J., John F. Newsham, CPJ. Introduction. Appellant ZL, Appellant, appeals the Monroe County Circuit Court's judgment, entering a one-year full order of protection against him on behalf of Respondent CYL. Respondent. He raises one point on appeal, arguing that the trial court erred when it entered the full order of protection because respondent did not present sufficient evidence showing that appellant's actions constituted domestic violence under the Missouri Adult Abuse Act, the Act. One respondent testified about two incidents involving appellant that occurred within a narrow time period at her residence, one where appellant appeared and she ordered him to leave, and another one sections 455, Sierra Wensen, 455.095. All statutory references are to the Revised Statutes of Missouri, 2016. Two, where appellant returned to her residence, yelling and disparaging her during a verbal altercation. We reverse the trial court's judgment and vacate the one-year full order of protection after finding one respondent did not demonstrate that she suffered substantial emotional distress and failed to satisfy the subjective component of harassment's statutory definition pursuant to section 455.010(1)(e), and two, respondent did not satisfy the objective component of section 455.010(1)(e), either because appellant's actions would not have caused a reasonable person to suffer from substantial emotional distress. CBV's Buchheit, 254, SDW 3D210, 212, Mower Appies, ED 2008. Factual and procedural background. On January 4, 2024, respondent filed a petition for order of protection, adult claiming appellant harassed her. On February 7th, the trial court conducted an evident IRE hearing, which both parties attended pro se. The following evidence was presented at the hearing. Appellant is respondent's father-in-law. On January 3rd, 2024, respondent's husband, entered into a physical altercation with his brother, respondent's brother-in-law, at the residence belonging to husband and respondent. Appellant was not present during this initial encounter. At some point during their encounter, brother-in-law called appellant for assistance. Later, appellant arrived at the residence and engaged in an altercation with husband. Respondent witnessed this exchange and demanded appellant leave the property, which he did. Later, husband left the house and traveled to the police station to report the altercation. Meanwhile, appellant and brother-in-law returned to respondent's residence and attempted to take one of her vehicles, but respondent successfully secured the car keys and three prevented them from doing so. In response, appellant yelled and cursed at her, calling her a white trash bitch, piece of shit mother, and piece of shit wife. Subsequently, respondent traveled to the police station, where she and husband explained the altercation to law enforcement. She stated that appellant and brother-in-law did not physically harm her, but they were physical with husband. Her interaction with appellant was limited to her init EL demand that he leave the property during his altercation with husband and the subsequent encounter when he returned to the residence and disparaged respondent. During the hearing, respondent did not testify that she feared any physical harm or that appellant's actions caused her substantial emotional distress. Monroe City Police Officer PJ, Officer PJ, testified that he arrived at respondent's residence following the init IAL altercation between husband and brother-in-law, and he attempted to keep them separated. He observed appellant arrive at the residence and enter into an altercation with husband, who eventually pushed appellant out of the house. Appellant testified that brother-in-law called him from respondent's residence because respondent and husband threatened to kill him. Appellant decided to travel to the house to better understand the situation and saw Officer PJ outside the residence when he arrived. After appellant entered the residence and engaged in the altercation with husband, respondent started arguing with him and ordered him to leave. In response, he explained that he came to the house because brother-in-law contacted him for help. Appellant further testified that Animosit Y exists.